listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
3 days from now, at this very time, Cleveland Browns Baltimore Ravens will be doing battle in Baltimore. The Browns looking to end a 10-game losing streak to the Ravens in the John Harbaugh, Joe Flacco era. And hopefully they can do that. We've outlined some ways that it's possible. I won't say that you and I are sitting here telling the listeners of CBD that we believe the Browns will win.
No.
But there is a path to victory in this game. And again, it's stopping Ray Rice. It is shutting down Torrey Smith and forcing Joe Flacco offensively to beat you throwing the ball to Brandon Stokley, Dallas Clark, and Marlon Brown. Now, the other flip side is the Browns need to find a way to put some points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and, you know, I just did this in my Browns Daily Rundown, which I do for Liberty Ford, for us, where basically the only guy you can look at this offense right now is Jordan Cameron as a playmaker.
And Trent.
Right, but I mean, I'm just talking, going off of what we saw in this game.
Sure.
Right now, the only playmaker on this team is the tight end. Until further notice, we believe you could see more playmakers, but they got to show out, and we got to see it. We got to see now that Trent has spoken up. I want to see something on the field that shows it. I know if he's not getting the ball in his hands, the argument could be, well, they're not allowing him to succeed. I find it very hard to believe that the coaching staff is going to, you know, make an effort not to include this guy or not to make this guy a big factor if they see those opportunities there for him to do it. And it'll be interesting to see how they deal with Helaiu Natta, how they deal with that whole defense with regard to Richardson as both the runner and the passer. Something else has got to give them a spark other than Jordan Cameron's ability to get open and catch the football. Again, at least in the second and last game without Josh Gordon. But from the flip side of the coin, and we've talked a lot about Joe Flacco this week and where he stands not only among quarterbacks in the league, but also just what he means to this series. And he's been part of a series where this Ravens team has generally owned this Browns team, over time. And in particular, for Joe Flacco personally, he has a 10-0 record against the Browns. This is what he had to say about it to the media during a conference call.
Yeah, listen, we always take division games to heart. I mean, we know they're very important games, and a lot of times they, you know, decide a lot of how the playoff alignments go. So we know that they're important games. And the bottom line is it's tough to take a team like these guys lightly. We've played so many good games against them. It's amazing that they haven't won any of them because we've just played so many close games and back and forth games and, you know, games that have been decided in the fourth quarter. It seems like that at least. These guys are a good football team. They're a physical defense. And, you know, we got to be ready to match that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty sincere and genuine.
You might be a top 10 interviewer. As a quarterback,
yeah,
that was good. I enjoyed
top 10 form.
That was good form. That was very well done. I think he hit on. I think he was very honest. I think he hit
smart,
on the key
he's
points.
Smart he's, quarterback. He's
absolutely.
A smart guy.
He is, and I think he's right. Listen, they have been closer games than I think on paper they should have been in the last couple of years between the Browns and the Baltimore Ravens. It's a game the Browns always get up for. He acknowledges that, and I think, you know, he's got to be a little bit concerned as well, given the offense state of it, his offensive line. Oer got a little bit banged up. It's interesting.
And we'll see what happens this week, and we'll see what happens this season to that team, but truly to that discussion about where this guy ranks among quarterbacks in the league, a lot of what my regard for what he's done is sometimes the best things quarterbacks do, and I know this, again, frustrates those who want fantasy points from the guy, but a lot of what a quarterback does is find that way to get you to victory. He's done that over the course of those 10 wins over the Browns, over the course of wins that have gotten him to the playoffs every year he's been there. There's a common thread, and the thread is him doing, whether that enough is to complement great defensive play, a running game, or just the passing game with, you know, the talent that used to be there that isn't there now, and how he deals with that and how that happens is part of the whole judgment process, because he's got to do it with a lot less. We've established that. But that's the thing, when I look at these two teams, when I look at where I want to see the Browns be, I want to be able to say, you know what happens with this Browns team? When things are tough, they'll find a way. They find a way to get there and get there. We don't have that find the way path. I mean, we've created a scenario that starts with defense to give them an opportunity to win a game.
But
you need the closer is the quarterback. The closer is always the quarterback.
I agree. The closer is the quarterback, and I think right now, if you were to look and let's say envision a scenario where the Ravens are up six and the Browns have the ball, I don't think the Baltimore Ravens fans are worried at all. Right. The Browns are up six and Joe Flacco's got the ball. Browns fans are probably like, I've seen this play out before. I know what's going to happen
this
here. And that's the difference.
Doesn't end well.
That's the difference. That's what you want to see this Browns offense get to the point where, you know, you feel confident in your ability to make plays when they are needed to be made. And that's the difference. I'll go back, and I think the game against Miami was lost in one series. I really believe that it was. They had a chance. They were down 13-10 at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Mitchell Schwartz gets roasted, sack fumble. They keep the ball, second and 19, the screen set up. Mitchell Schwartz gets roasted again, and all you needed was the timing, and that's a touchdown. And on third down, another opportunity for a touchdown. If we didn't have maybe a split second longer, he would have hit Travis Benjamin and looks to his left. So it's a matter of coming through in those clutch moments. And Joe Flacco, for all that I say about him, in not saying he's top 10, I acknowledge the fact that he's come through in clutch moments.
He'll see those things and make
those
plays.
And you made a great point when we were off the air yesterday, and one that I acknowledge as well. The throw he made to Lee Evans should have propelled them to a Super Bowl the year before they actually went to the Super Bowl and won it.
This is what Joe Flacco had to say about the Browns' front seven he'll be facing Sunday.
Yeah, they're physical, man. They get to the quarterback. They stop the run. They do a lot of things well. And, that's no surprise to us or myself. I mean, they've done that. It seems like they've always been able to do that. We kind of expect it.
And I think that that's a fair point. It is the strength of this team. And one of the guys he's going to have to face in that front seven is Paul Kruger, who is amped up out of his mind to go back to Baltimore and get them done. And Joe Flacco, I'm sure, is very cognizant of that fact. Here's what he had to say about facing his former teammate.
Yeah, it'll be funny. Definitely. I mean, he's been here for a few years, so it'll definitely be interesting to line up against him. And, you know, obviously he was a guy that got some pressure on the quarterback, on the opposing quarterback, and created some things for our defense that really benefited us. So, it'll be interesting. But I'm happy for Paul, and it looks like he's doing pretty well over there.
I like how he said it'll be funny.
Be funny.
That was not a hearty laugh. That was a ha-ha, he might do me some harm.
Yeah, Joe Flacco's not going on the stand-up circuit anytime soon, but I thought it was pretty funny.
The way he said that, interesting, too. Yeah, because he's. I don't think it's going to be all that funny or fun for Paul with him to face Paul Kruger. And when you talk with Paul Kruger, who's intense when he's just talking, I mean, just the look in his face. I know he's got kind of a mellow thing about him sometimes. But when you hear him speak and the focus that he has on a topic, man, this idea of going back there, it's personal. And
this is personal.
And he's not even overly articulating that. He's acknowledging it. You know, he's certainly
he's not trying to dance around.
He is not dancing around it, but he is not over verbalizing it, which would worry me more if I'm on the receiving end of that.
Of course. No, he's ready. He's fired up to play. And Joe Flacco's a guy who knows a little bit about what it takes to be successful in the NFL, obviously. As Vic would tell you, he has been quite successful. And he was asked about the Browns quarterback, Brandon Whedon, who is yet to kind of get to that level.
He's a guy that's in his second year, and I think he played really well last year. Makes a lot of good decisions, throws the ball accurately. It's a cool position he's in, you know, to be on a team that, has a lot of potential and, hasn't had a ton of wins in the last couple of years. But, you know, when you're in that position and you can be the guy and you can be confident, you know, if he can continue to do that, then he can get his team going in the other direction.
Yeah, I mean, cool position is one way to put it. A make or break, prove it type of season is really what it's all about for Brandon Whedon. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, got some tweets for us, man.
Yes, I do. From General Soreness, one of my favorites. Yeah, General Soreness. We need Gordon out there like the Ravens needed Bolden back. Hashtag makes a difference.
No doubt. I think that he hits the nail on the head. You guys have been listening to me on this show since July, and the one person I couldn't stop talking about other than Jordan Cameron was Josh Gordon. So I agree. I think 12 is a massive difference maker because he's the only guy that a defense has to scheme against at wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns.
And look what Anquan Boldin did in his first official game with the 49ers.
200 yards.
Big-time game with Colin Kaepernick. What else you got, Dino?
And from Wade, at Waders55, when will the Browns let Trent win? win us a game. Elite running backs are allowed to carry the load and lead to victory. Why not him?
If you're looking for this team to turn into a smash-mouth, grind-it-out offense, you're looking for the wrong team. It's not happening here. It is not in Rob Chudzinski or Norv Turner's DNA to turn a game or an offense into that. Into just get, let the running.
I would agree with that, though. I would say that I think in the Norv Turner offense, in the same style, LaDainian Tomlinson was the focus of that offense.
With the pass opening things up, though.
I agree.
Yeah. It's got a pass got to open up. No, I mean, I know that. Hey, Tomlinson's going to go to the Hall of Fame. And Norv,
no doubt.
And Norv, once again, gets another back there. This back won't get there unless the passing game helps him.
This
back being
especially.
Trent
Richards. Yes, I
want to thank Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon for being part of our roundtable today. Jason Lockenfour for CBSSports.com. Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun. Jameer Howerton, appreciate his help. John Hughes as well being part of the show. And our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Hooley and Gerard are coming up next. And we'll be back with you tomorrow to wrap this week up.
Final preview of the
put
game.
Put the bow on it.
Let's go. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.